Hi, 1 and 3ers. This is Devin Cole from 1 and 3 Boston. This is podcast number, I don't know, something. It's our third soccer podcast. I'm here with Najot Sarone, the 1 and 3 World Cup soccer correspondent for 1 and 3. We're here to talk about we're here to talk about national pride because, as you know, if you're following U.S. soccer or even the World Cup, because it's kind of the biggest first couple-day game, U.S.-England is on Saturday at 2:30 in Boston, and we hope that a lot of you guys will watch it. So we wanted to talk about before this podcast, and Najou has been telling me, almost on the verge of tears, overcome with emotion, all of her feelings about the U.S. team. She loves them. So I just want to throw it over to Najou and have her tell us, in her style, all the things that she thinks about the U.S. team, what makes them special, and why she's going to watch the game.
First of all, I'm not an American citizen. So for me to fall in love with them in the past 1 year should be amazing, right? But I don't know how many people out there actually go and watch the U.S. or even click on the USsoccer.net. Because you should be doing it to see how these men in the last 4 years have been representing U.S. globally, you know, and toiling just to represent a country which might not love them as much as it loves the other athletes, and making them proud by reaching a level which is very respectable internationally.
Would you say this is the best team the U.S. has ever had?
I think more than the best team, this is the most... I feel that they have a brotherhood, and if you watch... Like, I went through all the videos from the very beginning of this qualifying campaign, and you feel like there is a brotherhood in this team, which is... I mean, to watch something like that on a, you know, club level is different, but to watch that on a national level... Like, I remember I was watching a video yesterday, and when they won the match against Mexico, after that, they say a prayer, and one of them gets up and says, "How can I not say that this is not my family when I spend more time with them than I do with my family?" So it's just so touching, because they're probably not doing this for the glamour or to prove a point, but they're doing it just to represent their country, and that's a very strong emotion. I don't know how. I have so much respect for this team more than anything else.
So, Najou's been referring to a bunch of videos that we just watched, all of them. They're pretty cool. So we're going to post, if you're listening to this podcast, you didn't come through the 1 and 3 blog, we're going to post all of the commercials that we found on the 1 and 3 blog, and the web address for that is www.1and3boston, that's oneinn3boston.wordpress.com. And so we'll have all the links to that. You can watch all of the videos. We suggest you do it. Because when Saturday comes, the U.S. team is going to need all your emotion, all your support.
So yeah, it's going to need. I think even if they lose this match, which is, let's face it, it's a high possibility that they will. And I feel that it might be, you know, it might be bad for them because the nation might back out from backing them and supporting them because it's not the end of their tournament.
So let's talk about the game. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think are going to be the major factors? Do you think we have a real shot at beating England?
No.
You don't?
You'll give them some trouble, yes, because it's a very tightly knit unit, you know. It's not like scrambling unit, it's a tightly knit unit. Like Algeria is in the group, I feel like they just kind of don't. Not star players in this team, but I feel it's more of, you know, they understand each other, maybe even better than the English team understands each other. Which is a big thing in any team sport. So they're going to give people trouble, yes. They're going to be surprised at the tournament. But they might not win this match. And it's mainly because England has so much on the line. And they have the whole nation behind them. I don't think so. American citizens are behind their team as much as they should be. This is the only team that represents you globally. There is nothing you have globally.
I just, on that note, almost all the people that I know are at least interested and going to root for the U.S. in
but
the World
not,
Cup.
Not like the English.
No, not like the English.
Not like the Spanish.
And we have, you know, a lot of people behind the U.S. team, and, you know, I think a lot of fans will come out of the woodwork. You always see it in the Olympics. People start rooting for the U.S. curling team. Like, no one will watch a curling match for 4 years.
But that's my point. They shouldn't be doing that. This team is representing you every year through the qualifying.
Right.
Like, I showed you the video. They toil for 4 years for nothing but national pride.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If the U.S. does beat England, why will they have beaten England? What's the factor that could actually lead them to win?
If John Terry and Letley King don't stick together.
And that's the English defense.
That's the English defense. And it's a high possibility that they might not. But the thing about John Terry is, which I think a lot of people don't understand, he's an English defender. John Terry is one of those people who brings his A game one day. And he just, I mean, from nowhere. And he's a big motivator. Like, I don't know if anybody saw the last English match with the Platinum, the local team from South Africa. He was giving all the orders on the field. It wasn't Steven Gerrard. It was pretty clear who's the captain of England.
Mm-hmm. Even though he's not technically.
He's the captain. But the truth is, there is no other captain. There is John Terry, and he's the man. Mm-hmm. And that says a lot about how the players think about him. Yeah. When they are listening to his orders, and the captain, the assigned captain, has backed off and letting him take the lead.
So if John Terry and King can't maintain a solid back line, you think? So if the U.S. wins, you think it'll be a high scoring match? That's the only way for them to pull through. You don't think they can win one or two?
No, they can only win in counter attack. Okay. They can't win. They won't stop England in scoring. And the main reason behind it is because Wayne Rooney is a scoring man. Okay. He's a hitman, which U.S. doesn't have that. But Wayne Rooney is...
I don't know. Edson Buttle and Hercules Gomez.
It was pretty amazing. They just came out of nowhere. Yep. And that speaks a lot about the youth development in this country.
Even though they're both old.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it still speaks a lot about,
right.
You know, the youth and how the academy structure is kind of coming about in this country.
Yep.
And before this podcast, I did another podcast with... one of my professors and also soccer coach, Kathy.
And that'll also be posted.
And she talked a lot about it. So, that. But it was amazing. And the other thing that I think will work in English, will work in the American favor. Glenn Johnson and Ashley Cole both have the tendency to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So they leave spaces in the back.
Yep.
So John Terry and Letley King are not clicking, and Glenn Johnson and Ashley Cole, who have a very attacking mentality, are leaving gaps in the back.
And we have Donovan
is very cheeky.
On the wings.
The thing about Donovan is he's not a hitman like Rooney, but he's very cheeky. He knows where to be, what is the right time to be where.
Yep.
So which might work in the favor of the USA.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that working. I can also see Lampard and Gerrard getting it on. Because if both of them start moving forward, then again they're gaps. So one of them has to sit back. I don't know which one of them can sit back.
Gerrard.
Because Gerrard, yeah, has that whole, he's a captain and he should probably work for the best of the team.
So, alright. Obviously, June 12th, US-England is, well, it's the biggest match we know about so far. The US makes it in the knockout
And don't
stages,
focus on it, people. If they lose, still stick on to them because they'll make it to the second round.
So I was just going to ask you, win, lose, or draw against England, the US is probably the favorite to get through. Other England and the US are heavy favorites to make it through the group. Can you tell us a little bit about the other two teams in the group and what they're all about, how the U.S. came
out? So, Slovenia is actually a very good team. They've had a very good qualifying round. They're a very small country, only 2 million people, and they've managed to qualify. I think this is the third consecutive time they've qualified. So, that is, and they should be watched for. They shouldn't be taken for granted because they are a very, very good team. I've seen Algeria play only twice during the African Cup Nation, and from what I gather is their main problem is their defense as well. But they are the team seems to be very disoriented.
They've played really badly in the last couple months.
So, and I don't know how they beat Egypt, because Egypt is a very good team.
Yeah.
But you know,
well, there was also a lot of drama going on in that match.
Yeah. So, there were red cards all around. And,
well, there was like threats of political violence and riots, and they had to move the match. They played it in neutral ground. And that was a problem. I mean, it was pretty unusual circumstances.
But soccer-wise, Algeria is one of those teams that can pull a surprise win. So again, but I'd be very surprised if USA does not make it through. But they shouldn't take Slovenia for granted.
Yeah.
No way. They're a small nation, but big heart.
All right. Well, what else is there? What else do we want to talk about? What else do we want to leave all of our loyal 1-3 listeners with before the U.S. plays England, kicks off the
season? I just want to say, stick with your team. Hold on to them. Even if they don't make it, don't forget they're a national team. They've done you proud just by reaching the finals. And they should be, really, they should be applauded for that. Somewhat me.
I agree. Now, all right, there's one more thing that I want to just touch on. I think one of the, well, for me, as a soccer fan, you don't see a ton of soccer in this country. We're lucky to now have access to the English Premier League, and we get games on ESPN2 and other things. If you buy a soccer package, you get more, but, you know, we're kind of limited in how much really high-quality soccer we get to watch.
Right.
So the World Cup is awesome because suddenly we get to see all the best players in the world, even though should be noted there's been this rash of injuries of major players out there. But I want to know, and so, you know, because there's all these star players and all this really high-level soccer, I definitely have some secondary teams that I'm rooting for. So I'm curious to know what teams are you going to root for?
There's only one team that I'm really rooting for, actually, and who I really, and I talked about this in the last podcast. I really want the Dutch to win.
Yes, me too.
I just want them to win because they have one of the most fantastic teams. Their midfield matches the Spanish midfield.
Yep.
They've not been acknowledged for their brilliant flow of football that they play. In qualifying, they did not lose even once.
Mm-hmm.
They've hardly given goals in the background. And really, I just want them to pull one over the world.
And they've had such a good team for like the last 20 years, and they just haven't gotten through. It's been.
And I'm going to post a link about their official team video as well, which is called Orange is the Color of Insanity. And it gets you really pumped up for them. But I'm going to probably write a blog post, a post about the Dutch as well after the U.S. post.
Cool.
Because I'm rooting for the Dutch.
All right. So
And that's it for me.
All right. Well, thank you, Naju. This has been been an emotional podcast, and you know this is our last one before the tournament. So you know, as emotional as we are right now, I wonder how emotional we're going to be next week.
Can you see? Can you just see me I can't control. I'm going to cry.
So again, USA England on Saturday. This Saturday.
Watch it in House of Blues. I'll be watching it from House of Blues.
And it's at 2:30. Be there, be square. At least be watching it somewhere, and get all your friends too, because it's going to be a huge game. It's going to be, I think.
Root for England, Beaver. Root for the USA.
And then also, you know,
root for Benny, because he's the best looking player.
Bill Harbour.
Yeah.
He's too bad. He's not good. Anyway.
I love Benny. Stop saying anything against him.
Well. We've gotten a little flack on the blog about focusing so much on the World Cup. So I'll have you know, we're also huge Celtics fans, but, you know, we figured we'd jump on this once every 4-year thing. We didn't expect the Celtics to be in the finals, but we're pretty excited about that.
We didn't expect so many people to be listening to the podcast.
We also didn't expect that either. So thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Look
on the blog. If you haven't seen the blog, there's written stuff to go along with this, and we'll see you next week. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Guys.